This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 19th day of July, 2024. Where else to start but with the Republican convention in Milwaukee, which had a splendid conclusion last night. There was so much going on, much to share with you, including that Donald Trump gave a really quite excellent performance.
And they were hoping that Ivanka was never going to talk to him again, but she was there. And his 17-year-old granddaughter, Kai Trump, who believed half of the entire speech.
So tonight, whether you've supported me in the past or not, I hope you will support me in the future, because I will bring back the American dream. That's what we're going to do. You don't even hear about the American dream anymore. With great humility, I am asking you to be excited about the future of our country. Be excited. Be excited.
It wasn't just a speech. It was a presentation. At one point, he pulled out some charts showing how devastating the effects of the criminal invasion has been by the tens of millions of illegal aliens. And noting this.
Last time I put up that chart, I never really got to look at it. But without that chart, I would not be here today.
In case you've been living under a rock, that's the chart that was displayed at his rally last Saturday, which caused him to turn his head as he was talking about it, which saved his life from that assassin's bullet. The Marxist Democrats and the Operation Mockingbird assets and the media aren't just upset that Donald Trump's still alive. They're also upset that his entire family still backs him. They were hoping that Melania was going to divorce him by now, but there she is, standing by her man. And they were hoping that Ivanka was never going to talk to him again, but she was there. And his 17-year-old granddaughter, Kai Trump, who spoke at the convention the night before.
A lot of people have put my grandpa through hell, and he's still standing.
That really made the libtards mad, because they did succeed in scaring Ivanka Trump out of politics and really out of the public eye, but now Donald Trump's 17-year-old granddaughter may want to throw her hat in the ring.
For me, I have a lot of faith in the American people. And
Whoopi isn't worth the airtime, honest to God. Meanwhile, Trump said he could stop wars with a single call. That may have been an exaggeration, but a lot of people believe it. In typical Trump fashion, the official Republican nominee went off script, told America he could stop wars with just a phone call, warned Hamas to return all hostages or face his wrath. I like it with regard to Ukraine. I'm very unhappy with his attitude toward Palestine, which I think is grossly wrong. Meanwhile, Scott Ritter talked about J.D. Vance.
The Constitutional Republic means that we are a republic that's governed by the rules set forth by the Constitution. And, you know, Constitution empowers voting. It's an important thing. We promote the peaceful transition of power. Our existence is premised on the fact that our representatives are engaged in a battle of ideas. And the side that has the best ideas that can, you know, generate the most support amongst the people, who will then vote through democratic processes, tends to be in power. Again, their power is, of course, restricted by the four corners of the Constitution. It's not absolute power. Majority rules, you know, the Constitution protects the minority. We get it.
That's such an important point. It's not majority rule, but majority rule with minority rights. Otherwise, you get the mentality of the mob, the lynch mob, for example. Because they're in the majority, they may want to take the suspect and string him up without due process. That obviously would be wrong, which is why due process is so fundamental to our Constitution. And without any doubt, the Biden administration had been trampling over due process and the rights of Americans. They've been promoting outrageous actions like opening our border, a dereliction of duty, completely outrageous. The fact that Trump turned his head, I actually agree. I've in the past had differences with Mark Dice, but in this instance, I think he's got it right. there's much more going on here. Here's, for example, the official shooter story makes no sense whatsoever. The more we learn in the wake of the assassination attempt on President Trump last weekend, the weirder and more implausible the official story sounds. Nothing we're being told by law enforcement or other government agencies makes sense. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle and her boss at the executive branch, Mayorkas, are refusing to testify to Congress about the security failures that took place. What possible excuse could there be for that? In what universe they get to refuse to testify to our representative and senators who have oversight over their agencies? The fact they won't tell us tells us they know something we don't know. It could be the fact the shooter is looking more and more like a patsy with every passing day. They expect us to believe a 20-year-old kid in this day and age had no social media presence whatsoever, no Twitter X account, Facebook, Instagram, Discord, Twitch, nothing. But was he Amish? Gen Z kids are practically born with screens in their hands. But the one 20-year-old who never used the internet tried to kill Donald Trump? Or is the more likely scenario that the FBI investigation is wiping all traces of the shooter from the internet? No doubt about it. Here, watch Jimmy Dore. Love the guy.
Hey, I'll see you on tour in Las Vegas, Chicago, and Grand Rapids. In Chicago, it's stand-up and a live panel show. Go to JimmyDore.com for a link for tickets, and make sure you go to JimmyDore.com. The official story about the shooter, Matt Walsh tweets this out. He says, a random 20-year-old acting completely alone walked within 150 yards of a presidential campaign rally with a rifle. Climbed onto a rooftop in full view of Secret Service snipers, set up his shot, and fired without anyone intervening and with no help from anyone. Also, everybody, all the regular people there for the rally saw the guy minutes before it happened and were screaming for the cops. There was reports in the AP that a cop climbed up that ladder, saw him, and then climbed back down. Why wouldn't you, first of all, if the cop sees a shooter on a roof, aren't you supposed to go code red, get the president off the stage into your radio? Two, why wouldn't you pull your gun out and shoot that guy? Why would you climb back down the ladder and leave the guy up there to shoot the president? This 20-year-old is also so politically radical as to attempt an assassination and yet not radical enough to have ever posted any political writings or commentary on any social media site ever in his life. So Kurt was saying this sounds like MKUltra. Like this sounds like something they got to him. Mike, this is the first thing I said. I said they found some mental defective and they encouraged him to do something he normally wouldn't do. And Kurt went the extra mile and said it was MKUltra style mind control stuff.
Could very well be MKUltra. The guy was indeed a patsy, as I've called out right from the start. Meanwhile, whistleblowers explained hardly any Secret Service were on the scene at the time. Hardly any.
To follow the latest here in Trump's attempted assassination, we are getting big breaking news here on this Friday. This is all according to Senator Josh Hawley. He has whistleblowers coming to him that detail most of Trump's security detail working the event last Saturday were not even Secret Service. Again, we're not even Secret Service. DHS assigned unprepared and inexperienced personnel. So this is the letter right now that Senator Josh Hawley just put out to the Department of Homeland Security, saying, I write to raise concerns brought to me by whistleblowers about your department's stunning failure to protect former President Trump on July 13th, 2024. As Secretary of Homeland Security, you are ultimately responsible for your agency and its components, including...
Indeed, Mayorkas had to be involved in setting this up. I don't have any doubt about it. Meanwhile, there seems to be evidence of a second shooter actually located on the water tower. Here's a government rag reporting about a shadowy figure recorded on water tower above Trump rally shooting. I'm going to play the video. Obviously, you won't be able to see it until, but remember, forensic acoustic analysis showed at least three weapons were involved. The first firing three shots, the second five, the third one taking out the shooter who fired the first three, who I take to be the rooftop shooter. And here, if you listen very carefully, you can hear what sounds like a flurry of shot being fired apparently from the water tower.
That chart, that chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Did you hear the initial three and then a flurry of five? I'll go back and play it again.
That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
I think that's all very consistent with a forensic acoustical analysis. You could hear it yourselves. Meanwhile, Trump shooter, former classmate, exposes the dark side of his liberal past. Liberals have been rejoicing in the fact that Thomas Matthew Crooks, a would-be assassin, was a registered Republican. But that's not the whole truth. The New York Times was strangely quick to dig up Crooks' voter registration. Their speed in doing so likely had something to do with the fact that his name had an R next to it rather than a D on paper anyway. Quickly, the narrative became a white Republican with an AR-15 took a shot at Donald Trump. Oh, yes, and a man. White Republican man. I mean, just think about it. This is a dream for the liberals. This is a wet dream. White Republican man with AR-15, the weapon they love to demonize. I mean, just ask yourself, who wrote this script? This had to be libtards, vicious libtards. Took a shot at Trump. This is the kind of narrative leftists have dreamt of. The problem isn't just another of the media attempt to mislead and spread anti-GOP propaganda. Crooks may have registered as a Republican, but that's not saying much considering anyone can go and register for any party they want. I would suggest it was done as a ruse. They change their registration yearly, in fact. Vote in opposing ways every election. A person's voter registration doesn't make them an automatic supporter of that party's candidate. Hello? Have the media never heard of Never Trumpers? A more accurate way to see how he leans politically is how they spend their money. In the case of Crooks, he spent his money donating to the Democrat Party. The proof he's a raging leftist runs even deeper. One of Crooks' former classmates, Vincent Tanormina, revealed in an interview with Fox, he was very passionate about politics, was a far leftist who, contrary with a liberal media telling us, has always been very anti-Trump. Very anti-Trump. Meanwhile, a Fox and MSNBC new host reaction to the Trump assassination attempt will make your blood boil. What do we have here? Joe Scarborough, really pissed off. It turns out that they kept him off the air because they were afraid he was going to gloat about the attempted assassination. We don't know why that didn't happen, Scarborough said, namely the claim that it was going out on a single feed and they couldn't put him on. Our team was not given a good answer as to why it didn't, but it didn't. We were told it was going to happen. And I guess after it was such strong blowback, I guess they changed their plan. We were surprised and very disappointed. But it appears they kept him off because they thought they were going to be talking about how next time he shouldn't miss. They didn't want to have to deal with it. Meanwhile, Axios reporting behind the curtain. Top Democrats now believe that Biden will exit. Several top Democrats, yes, if I said several top Democrats, privately tell us the rising pressure of party congressional leaders and close friends will persuade President Biden to decide to drop out of a presidential race as soon as this weekend. Why it matters? The 81-year-old, now self-isolated with COVID, remains publicly dug in, but privately, he's resigned to mounting pressure, bad polls, and untenable scrutiny, make it impossible to continue his campaign, the Democrats tell us. Behind the scene, the private message is still to its bluntest form. The top leaders of his party, his friends and key donors, believe he can't win, can't change public perception of his age and acuity, and can't deliver congressional majorities. The president being told if he stays in, former President Trump could win in a landslide. That's going to happen either way, assuming we're allowed to have an election, and wipe away Biden's legacy and Democrats' hopes in November. What is Joe's legacy precisely? Corruption, Ukraine, withholding billions of dollars of Biden crime family, his pedophilia sniffing kids' hair. That's the legacy of Joe Biden. State of play. The pressure to step aside as a candidate has been rising to intolerable levels, especially over the past few days. Democrats fully expect polls after the Republican National Convention to show a possible blowout that could bring down Democrats in Congress, too. No doubt about it. His choices to be one of history's heroes are be part of the fact that there will never be a Biden presidential library, one of his close friends said. I pray he does the right thing. He's headed that way. Yesterday's AP poll showing nearly two-thirds of Democrats want Biden to withdraw ricocheted to the White House and Congress. Two-thirds. Meanwhile, Biden has infuriated Democrats with a post-COVID I'm sick tweet. Get this. Congressional Democrats were baffled Wednesday when President Biden's campaign X account posted, I'm sick, as a fundraising appeal just after the 81-year-old president tested positive for COVID. Why it matters? The post, which exemplifies what many lawmakers feel has been the campaign tone deafness since the debate, only adds to Biden's rapidly deepening isolation on Capitol Hill. I doubt Joe Biden approved that tweet. Not helpful at all, said one House Democrat, who stayed largely silent on Biden's candidacy since the debate. The lawmaker added, they need to reread the room. A Biden campaign official said it ranked only behind a post after Trump's conviction for top fundraising social media post of the year. Between the lines, Democrats who spoke to Axios for this story were granted anonymity to speak candidly about their concerns over Biden candidacy as he recovers from COVID. Representative Rocha Hayna of California said on X after Biden tested positive, but before the I'm sick post, fellow House Democrats, can we in this moment unify, show some decency, and simply wish Biden a speedy and full recovery? Please do not use this moment to advance your own political agenda by launching more private or public attacks on Biden. Several House and Senate Democrats offered well wishes, with Senator Peter Welch of Vermont, who has called for Biden to withdraw, posting on X, he and his wife wish Biden a full and quick recovery from COVID.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, mowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine. Reduce your emissions and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A five-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Turning to international affairs, Second Cold War in full swing in Europe as 80-style continent of missiles emerges. Veterans Today has a nice piece about it. $280 billion U.S. taxpayer dollars invested since 1948 in U.S.-Israeli ethnic cleansing and occupation. $150 billion direct aid, $130 billion in offensive contracts, sourced the Embassy of Israel. During the first Cold War, Europe was at the center of a possible confrontation between U.S.-led NATO and Soviet-led Warsaw Pact. By the 1980s, the two sides employed thousands of medium and intermediate-range weapons, both ballistic and cruise. The most prominent U.S. Army unit equipped with such weapons, the 56th Artillery Command, deploying battalions armed with MGM-31 Pershing 1, 1A, and Pershing 2 nuclear-tipped ballistic missiles. The former had a range of 740 kilometers, carried a single warhead with a yield of up to 400 kilotons. The latter was maximum up to 1,770 to 2,400 kilometers with a single 80-kiloton warhead. The Army also deployed GLCM, ground-launched cruise missiles. It's what they're saying is it's happening all over again. We're having an instant replay. Meanwhile, NATO is planning...
facing a critical fundraising...
NATO is planning a global conflict expansion right at their summit. Let's hear a bit from the gray zone.
I just, I didn't get down to NATO, but there wasn't much of a point this week because entire city blocks were sealed off all around D.C. It was reminiscent, actually, of the post-January 6th period where the National Guard was called in and entire sections of D.C. were sealed off with, like, blast walls. But, you know, you would just go downtown and just see huge accumulations of police, motorcades rolling around with, you know, different delegations from the NATO states. And then the area around the convention center was completely sealed off to the public. No one could get anywhere. Metro stops were being arbitrarily closed. It was kind of a microcosm of what NATO has done to the world and is doing to the world. And it was a momentous summit for a lot of reasons, which we'll discuss in this stream. One, obviously, the Beltway chattering class all wanted to see how Biden would perform. Most of Biden's remarks there, seated with Jens Stoltenberg, NATO Secretary General, were scripted. He was handed sheets and basically told what to say. But then he had what Trump called his big boy press conference after, or on the final day of the NATO summit, where Biden had to face the press kind of just alone, without teleprompters. And, you know, we'll talk about that. But I think what the Beltway press wasn't interested in was how NATO was laying the groundwork for a new Cold War and possibly a nuclear war.
Max Blumenthal is simply excellent. Very good. Meanwhile, Germany is displaying a modicum of intelligence, planning to slash Ukraine spending in half. Germany is planning to cut its spending on military aid for Ukraine in half next year. It's telling Kiev to look elsewhere for more funding. According to Germany's draft budget for 2025, Berlin will bring its spending by Ukraine to 4 billion euros, down from 8 billion this past year. German Chancellor Scholz was initially reluctant to harm Ukraine and resisted sending heavy weapons like tanks, but he eventually agreed. Germany has become the top supplier of weapons to Ukraine in all of Europe. Well, that's running out. Meanwhile, a Mossad chief says Netanyahu's demand may thwart a ceasefire deal. Mossad director David Barnea, the official Israeli leading indirect negotiations with Hamas, said Wednesday one of Prime Minister Netanyahu's latest demand may pretend prevent a potential ceasefire and hostage deal. Barnes presented the security cabinet with differences between Netanyahu and the negotiating team. The main problem? Netanyahu's insistent on creating a mechanism for Israel to monitor Palestinians returning to North Gaza during a potential ceasefire. Other stories? Turkey threatens Israel after army uses a Gaza hospital as a base. China stops arms control talks with the U.S. over arms sales to Taiwan. And from a historical perspective, 170 years of U.S. aggression against Nicaragua. What else is new?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and-lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and-lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
You know, I need someone. Help! Well, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Let me reiterate that although I know a number whom I respect who think this whole thing was scripted and fake, I believe it was a legitimate but very amateurish attempt to take out President Trump. Here we have on InfoWars a video graphic showing how close Trump came to being killed. I think it's accurate. It reveals how he turned his head in order to just barely miss having his brains blown out. I'm going to play it. You'll only be able to see it. Yep. Shows him turning. Shows a bullet clip in his ear. I'm going to play it again. I think this is right. He would be dead had he not turned his head. It's that simple as I see it. The diagram reflects it. Meanwhile, we have a report even from U.S. News and World Report that a second shooter was involved in taking out President Trump. Let's hear what they have to say.
Look, they're all pointing. Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. Jerry is right there. Right there. See him? He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down.
What's happening?
Well, there's more, but you get the idea in the earlier video from the water tower is very, very troubling. Keen observers notice a major change in the makeup of Trump's Secret Service detail. Trump's security became a whole lot less diverse in gender after the assassination attempt. Saturday, when he strode confidently into the Republican National Convention, he had a different detail. At least three females had accompanied him in Pennsylvania, did their apparent best, which was pathetic, when bullets started firing. When Trump entered the convention, however, with a bandaged ear, he was flanked by several hulking male agents with nary a female in sight. I think that's right and appropriate. Those diversity hires were completely incompetent and hired regardless of merit. Meanwhile, get this. Biden administration told Secret Service director to keep her mouth shut about what really happened in the assassination attempt. I mean, that's a major tell. Former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino spoke with Tucker and Donald Trump Jr. at the RNC, revealed bombshell intel about the Trump assassination attempt, which suggests the Biden administration was in on it. Bongino revealed the director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, is being ordered by the Biden regime to keep her mouth shut about what really happened and instead spread blatant lies. Cheadle claimed in an interview with ABC there was nobody on the roof where the shots came from because that building in particular has a slope roof at its highest point, and so there's a safety factor that would be considered there that we wouldn't want to put someone up on a slope roof. And so the decision was made to secure the building from inside. According to Bongino's source, however, there was supposed to be someone posted on the roof, but for some odd reason, they didn't show up. They didn't show up. Bongino said the slope narrative is just a nonsense story they're putting out in the media. No one knows why it didn't happen, unless, of course, you're setting it up to explain it all away on the basis of purported incompetence, which was in abundance. Meanwhile, Secret Service Director backtracks. She's not going to testify after having initially agreed. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle appeared to backpedal Tuesday as her agency and local law enforcement pointed fingers over the security lab at former President Trump Pennsylvania rally. What else is new? Meanwhile, Ugandan children made tribute to Trump with a reenactment of the attempted assassination. This is really quite darling. You got to see this. These little Ugandan kids are all standing like ones at a podium. Here's a reenactment. You won't see it until you get a chance to watch.
When I really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
They got a little kid throwing his fist up. I like it. TikTok. They hate TikTok because they actually allow freedom of speech. Meanwhile, we have a report that the guy who actually shot him was someone with a very different name. And here we have an image of this guy. And it does look as though the dead guy is not Matthew Crooks, but a guy named Matthew Yerrick. Now, Kevin Barrett, who's a dear friend and colleague of many years, tends to believe this was a phony event. He's got a piece entitled "The False Flag Trump Shooting." When a violent, shocking, spectacular American history-turning event occurs, examples include sinking the USS Maine, the Lusitania, attack on U.S. ships at Pearl Harbor, the Gulf of Tonkin, Tolkien, Kennedy assassination, 9/11. History teaches us things are seldom what they seem. All of those incidents and more were deceptions orchestrated by forces that stood to benefit. The schoolbook narratives of all these events and many more are lies. The key that unlocks the truth is the Latin phrase, cui bono, who benefits. In all the above cases, a powerful faction that wanted war, call it the war party, orchestrated deceptions that enabled the wars they wanted. Does the alleged shooting of Donald Trump last Saturday fit that pattern? Like the others, it was a spectacular act of violence that in retrospect is likely seen as history changing. The election is likely to be a landslide. This probably reduces uncertainty, said Nick Ferris, chief investment officer at Vantage Point Asset Management, citing polls showing a surge in support for Reagan after the attempt on his life. The weak counterargument admits the shooting significantly improved Trump's odds, but those odds are not 100% and nothing is set in stone. The long and short is that those who want a second Trump presidency were the obvious beneficiaries, but that's only because it didn't succeed. Had, in fact, Trump been taken out, the overwhelming benefit would have been to the Democrats. They finally got rid of the one guy they couldn't possibly touch. And the fact is, we had a company that represented a dozen or more Israeli firms put short options on 12 million shares of DJT stock, betting it would drop, where it would have dropped precipitously had he actually been killed. And if you assume those shares were worth $10 a piece, which is minimal, they put $120 million out there on the assumption that Trump stock was going to drop because Trump was going to be dead. I find that very powerful evidence. Meanwhile, PK, this is a wonderful guy. He's done a lot of great work in the past. Proves Trump shooting 100% crowd behind him is crisis actors. I apologize. I haven't had a chance to take a serious look at it, but I will do that because even though my conclusions, I believe, are very well founded and I believe them, I am open to new evidence or alternative hypotheses. Similarly, Dr. Rima, Trump assassination attempt, I call bullshit. Meanwhile, Dr. Scorpio, a longtime colleague of Giuseppe, who's now had a reconciliation and returned to the air, he believes the shooting, like myself, was a real assassination attempt. Meanwhile, here we have an accounting on Twitter, Health Ranger. Fascinating how Austin Private Wealth, the company that shorted 12 million shares of Donald J. Trump and 34 million shares of Rumble, also get that, 34 million shares of Rumble, says they accidentally added six orders of magnitude to the size of their order and it was a mistake. That's a pretty incredible mistake to make on the day before Trump was shot. And this mistake wasn't caught until yesterday, apparently. Now they're walking it back. Had Trump been killed, however, this mistake would have generated hundreds of millions of dollars in windfall profits as DJT and Rumble fell. Would they have walked it back after that or taken the profits? Can someone direct me to a casino in Vegas where you can take back your bets if they don't pan out? How absurd is that? Further confirmation, it was totally corrupt, a real effort. Meanwhile, Republican hawks want Mike Pompeo and Tom Cotton in Trump's cabinet. I'm not happy with that idea. Meanwhile, a former GOP finalist to be his running mate said that Donald Trump referred to him as Mr. Secretary on the phone call. That was North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, who apparently is a very fine man, and I predict with confidence will be in the cabinet. Meanwhile, after Vance lands the GOP VP, reports swirl on who might be his Senate replacement. It's Governor Mike DeWine, who is a Republican, who will be in a position to appoint him. Representative Jim Banks of Indiana is saying he'd like to see former Republican candidate Vivek Ramaswamy be his replacement. Ramaswamy has since responded he would be interested in replacing Vance. I like Ramaswamy a lot. What a super smart guy. Meanwhile, Britt Hume's comments about this old-timer, this World War II vet they had. What a great face and great expression. I'll tell you, there were a lot of highlights at this GOP convention in Milwaukee. I expect what happens in Chicago is going to be a disaster. Meanwhile, even this Democrat wants Biden out. You'll be a bit surprised, I think. In a striking new development, making it increasingly untenable for Joe Biden to continue as his party's presumed 2024 presidential nominee, even his longtime ally, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, has joined the chorus of Democrats demanding that Biden bow out. It's coming. It's going to happen. Meanwhile, Jen Psaki, former press secretary, has expressed her opinion on who ought to replace Joe Biden. Jen Psaki floats Kamala Harris as Joe Biden's replacement. Democrats are now talking that it's inevitable the pressure campaign to force Biden out of the race will succeed. Donors aren't given any money. Hollywood, led by George Clooney and Michael Douglas, have turned on Biden. And Barack Obama is pulling strings behind the scene to find a new nominee in the face of bleak private polling, showing Biden set to lose in a landslide to Donald Trump. Even Biden loyalists are talking past him. Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, for example, a beard with Pod Save America co-host John Lovett to push for Kamala Harris as the nominee. She must not be reading the polls, because Kamala is even less liked, has even worse polling than Biden. Here's a statement J.D. Vance made about unborn babies that has pro-abortion Democrats in a frenzy. Frankly, I think that Vance was a bad choice. I think it's a major mistake. It didn't take long for Democrats to start attacking Vance. First elected to the Senate in 2022, he's only been 2 years in the Senate. And Democrats and the abortion lobby are in a frenzy over comments he made about protecting innocent lives when he ran for the Senate. A Trump-Vance administration would be the most dangerous for abortion and reproductive freedom in this country's history. President CEO of Reproductive Freedom for All, Mini T. Miraju, said in a statement. Emily's List President Jessica Mackler said, by naming Vance to his ticket, Trump made clear his administration will sign a national abortion ban and put birth control and IVF, in vitro fertilization, at risk. During an interview in 2021, Vance defended the sanctity of life and said he did not even support rape or incest exception for abortion bans. It's not whether a woman should be forced to bring a child to term, he said. It's whether a child should be allowed to live, even though the circumstances of that child's birth are somehow inconvenient or a problem to society. I'm very disturbed by that. I believe the pro-choice position is the only one consistent with the Constitution and American principles of freedom of choice. After all, the pro-choice position doesn't force anyone to have an abortion. That's up to the woman and her circumstances. The pro-life, however, consigns a woman to carry to term an unwanted fetus, very inappropriate, turns women into reproductive slaves. I think that's all wrong. I believe in a woman's right to choose, and that Roe v. Wade was properly decided. And I know that there are many who hold alternative views, which I fully respect. I'll simply explain, over 35 years as a professor of philosophy, I had debate after debate about the abortion issue and came out on this side, where, of course, third-term abortions are illegal and qualify as murder, other than to save the life or health of the mother. I endorse that position, whereby the Supreme Court, in effect, declared the end of the second trimester when viability occurs was the right time for the first primitive right to life.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Three final stories, each of which is disturbing in its own way. Meet the 70 Christian colleges that have been co-opted. Very troubling. Let's get to how that has happened. I am, as a devout Catholic, there's no doubt Justice Scalia intended his words to be a challenge specifically to Christians. A constituency rightly understood would be critical to abolishing abortion in the United States. Planned Parenthood, of course, understands all this too, which is why the abortion lobby is going all out to make inroads in American Christianity. Planned Parenthood knows that by co-opting young Christian men and women, their bloody business will be saved for generations, said Student for Life President Kristen Hawkins. After all, if Christians don't speak out for the sanctity of life, who will? Second story, Ninth Circuit Court rules COVID mRNA shots are not vaccines. Listen to this. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has issued a ruling on something we've been trying to save for years. The pharmaceutical companies abruptly changed the definition of the word vaccine so they could refer to its mRNA injection for COVID as vaccines. A four-judge panel for the Ninth Circuit has ruled the mRNA shots are not, we repeat, not vaccines. This has massive implications and could ultimately strip away Big Pharma's liability protection that prevents Americans from suing them for COVID jab injuries. Teachers from the Los Angeles Unified School District were fired over the refusal to take the shots when Gavin Newsom mandated them. They sued the school district on the grounds the shots are not actual vaccines. Three of the four justices hearing the case agreed with that argument in their ruling. Excellent, excellent, excellent. I know a woman, Monique Lukens, who has been very active with that school district and even invited me to participate with Dr. Peter McCullough in a conference. Meanwhile, exclusive, this is coming from the Defender, RFK Jr.'s, U.S. government saddled with COVID vaccine injury mess while vaccine makers avoid liability. As early as January 2022, NIH researchers were aware of at least 850 peer-reviewed case reports and or research articles about COVID vaccine reactions, according to emails obtained by Children's Health Defense. In one email, name and agency redacted, NIH researchers were told the federal government was saddled with a mess of dealing with all those injuries due to the liability shield enjoyed by the vaccine manufacturer. We shall see.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by Minutra. Why is hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Hempaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
guitar gently weeps. Look at the floor, and I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weeps.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 19th day of July 2024, where I take your calls. We have a good number lined up already. Paul in New Jersey, first up to bat. Paul, glad to have you back.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. I hope my phone works today. I think I got the problem all worked out.
Go ahead.
Anyway, yeah, I'd like to discuss about J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the callers, like myself, are disturbed about him and his Indian wife.
Yes.
You know, I think we on the alt-right are against the great replacement, where whites are being replaced one at a time in all these different positions. And, you know, we're older men, Jim. And so we remember back in the 60s and 50s when we were kids. And America was basically all white except for the black minority of, you know, about 10% of the population back then. And we lived in an all-white world. And it is disturbing for us to have seen this demographic change. And in all honesty, I don't like it at all. I don't like it. I wish we never passed the Immigration Act of 65. I never want any of these Hispanics or Indians or third world people in here at all. I preferred my America white, right? And I preferred my second ladies, who are the vice president's wives, I preferred them being white instead of Indian eyesores, right? In all honesty. And in all honesty, I'm going to tell you part of the reason. I just think white people are prettier. They're more handsome. And I really find the Indians as a racist. An ugly race of people. I really do. And each one of them, as they take a position, like Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, all the rest of this, these people, it's a reminder of our dispossession that white men are getting pushed aside. Now these very aggressive, haughty brown migrants are just pushing in, taking over these positions. And in all honesty, I think they've got horrible attitudes. I really do. I think they lord it over us.
Well, just to give a preliminary reaction, Paul, to those comments, I think there are good Indians and bad Indians, just like there are good Jews and bad Jews and good Catholics and bad Catholics and good agnostics and bad agnostics. I don't have an issue with his wife being Indian. Ramaswamy, in my opinion, is one of the smartest candidates I've ever seen for our highest office. So I take exception, but I fully respect your right to those attitudes and opinions, Paul. Go ahead, add more.
And by the way, I remind you to look up Ramaswamy's. I called about him several months ago. He's a pump and dump artist and a scam artist, so don't fall for him. Look at how he ran these businesses. He scammed a lot of people, a lot of investors out of money. Anyway, getting back to the Kalergi plan, though, you see, it's kind of funny. Like, a lot of the callers here on this network, they're against the Kalergi plan. And you know what that is? That's where they bring in all these non-whites into Europe. The whites intermarry with them. And then what's left of European people are considered, like, tan everyman, a mongrel race.
It was a Jewish plan to flood Europe with migrants from Africa to dilute their culture and destroy it. It's the same going on here in North America. It's a plan to destroy our culture. I don't think there's any doubt about that whatsoever, Paul. And I think every American is opposed to it, finds it monstrous, which is why what Trump's statements about closing the border and getting a massive deportation program are resonating so strongly across the country.
You know, now get this. Now, let's say they bring 100 million non-whites to Europe, which seems like the goal. It's going to happen from the looks of it, the way things are going. But the fact is, if not one European had sex with any of these minorities, Europeans would remain genetically European. Because to me, the Kalergi plan is not only the horrors of the culture, it's the horrors of the corruption of the European gene pool by introducing genes which are dominant phenotypes. And so therefore, basically, it breeds out the blondes, redheads, and blue-eyed people, which are distinctly European racial characteristics.
Sure, and it's a Jewish plot to, you know, destroy other races so they can't compete with the Jews. The Jews do not encourage interracial marriage. They're very strongly opposed to it. They want to preserve the purity of the Jewish genes because they are destined to rule the world in their own minds. That is certainly the Zionist conception, Paul. So I have no doubt, yes, this is a Jewish plot to destroy European culture on the one hand and American on the other. Have no doubt about it.
Yeah, but like I said, it's not just the culture, it's the race. Because once you introduce genetics...
Paul, I get it. Yeah, look, that the genetics are so elementary, of course. You're absolutely right, Paul.
Right, but now here's the thing. Like I said, just because they bring these minorities in here didn't mean J.D. Vance had to marry one. You know, he wrote a book about Appalachia.
Look. Who J.D. Vance marries is J.D. Vance's business. I don't think you should be second-guessing him, and I find that highly inappropriate. I just do, Paul. I get your general concern, and I agree with that 100%. But it comes down to who marries who. I think that's very much a personal, individual decision. I wouldn't second-guess who you might or might not marry, nor I would presume you who I might or might not marry. And I think Vance is entitled to that same option. I don't see that a basis for criticizing Vance. His enthusiasm for bombing Palestinians, now that's a basis for objecting. And of course, you know, I think he was a terrible choice on a whole lot of grounds, but I want you to finish your thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, but my point is with J.D. Vance, first of all, he is a Kalergist, and he's living the Kalergi lifestyle, and he's, you know, Kalergi is looking down up from hell saying, good job, J.D., right? You're making up the European gene pool. Now, listen, one last point, though, if you let me, Jim.
Yeah.
Is that my point is, if he had married an Appalachian white woman with his wealth, he could have brought that woman out of poverty and made her his wife and had children with him to perpetuate Appalachian identity. But obviously, he's not really so happy about his Appalachian identity because he mixed his blood with an Indian. So he He's the Kalergi.
Endless coulda, woulda, shouldas we can debate forever. You've made your point very clearly, and I appreciate and respect your making the point, even though I disagree with parts of it. I don't disagree with the overall thrust about the Kalergi plan, which is a monstrous idea, a mechanism for destroying cultures and races, as you rightly observe. Paul, thank you for the call. Let's see, Dan, yeah, thank you, Paul. Dan in Washington. Go ahead, Dan. Are you there?
I'll point to. Oh, you there?
Go ahead.
There you are.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of, I called about J.D. Vance, but real quick, Ramaswamy, I think your attraction to him is purely shallow, and it's just affirmative action. I mean, the guy is like a scam artist, and you like him because he's brown.
I like him because he's smart, Dan. Don't give me bullshit like that, or I'm going to tell you to stuff it. You got it? Okay. Ramaswamy is by far the most intelligent of all the candidates who have appeared on the stages in the last half a dozen debates, okay? I tell you for a fact. I admire intelligence. He's a successful businessman. And you're saying I'm somehow kissing up to a brown guy is just absurd, all right? So you don't shovel that shit here. You got it?
Okay. All right. I'll drop that subject. Okay.
Please.
Real quick, the Teamsters president, I thought that was a good speech, and I thought it was smart politics of Trump to do. And I think J.D. Vance, like a lot of us, the people who call Republic look into stuff a lot more than the general public. So I think by calling the Teamsters to the RNC, which is the first union guy that they've in like 100 years that the have invited to the Republican convention.
Yeah.
But I think they're really going to get the blue states.
Oh, look, I'm predicting they'll take all 50 states. I don't think there's going to be any left behind, Dan. And yes, it was a lot of bread and circuses, but it was really well done. And even the cheesy, like Hulk Hogan stripping off his shirt and all that, it worked. And Trump has a way of connecting with the American people. He just stood up there and talked for about an hour and a half. And every word he said resonated with the ordinary Americans. The guy's a political genius, I'll just tell you. And he has a way of mastering the media unparalleled in American history, unparalleled. Dan, go ahead.
I agree. I agree. And I think they have it. The only thing with this election, you're going to have a lot of Democrats not voting because genocide Joe, and you're probably going to have a lot of, you know, Joe, white nationalists or a lot of populists who just don't like Republicans anymore because they've failed so many times, you know. So
Joe's we'll not going to be on the ballot, Dan. You got to understand, he's bowing out. He'll be out by this weekend. The last ticket I heard was unbelievable. Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton. I do think Michelle wants to get in there, but Hillary, I think, can bump her out. Hillary's a monster. Who'd want to vote for a ticket like that? But that may be the best they can do. Dan, give us a final thought.
That's what I'm thinking. This election, you could see massive voter, non-voter turnout.
Who's going to want to vote?
Kind of like what happened in England.
Yeah.
Well, so,
good, Dan.
Thanks for the call.
Layla, delighted to have you back. Your thoughts.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. On the subject of Ramaswamy, there's Rishi Sunak. I'm sure that man was a genius, and yet look what a wonderful leader he was. I think we have to consider anybody can rehearse a speech. Anybody can rehearse the debate. And anybody can buy and dump their stock and make money, especially when you've got associates and people to help you. We don't really know until they're actually out there on their own, as Rishi Sunak showed us. A billionaire Hindu with his billionaire Hindu wife who took over England, which used to be as white as England could, as any country could be. What was the saying? England as English as England is, was it what every country longed for. And so England has been destroyed. Well, then there was America. As American as America was, apple pie, motherhood, and the flag, gone. And we've got these Hindus now standing up there as the wives of the vice president, who himself is an obnoxious man, utterly inept, and really not, we don't really know that he has these degrees. Any university will issue degrees now if they're told by the government, give us a document that says this guy is summa cum laude, just like what's his name, Obama was Harvard and editor of the Law Review. I mean, it's just such a game. And then back to Trump. I'm sorry, with all due deference to your superior knowledge, Jim, it was huge. Truly, I know you're a military man, and I have asked, does adjacent tissue to something like a bullet wound become scarred and bruised and swollen? Normally, on most human beings, it is. On Trump, the miracle man, maybe not. The whole thing was too well rehearsed. We knew that Trump was going to win anyway, quote, win whatever, be appointed or crowned. But we knew he was going, but where was his only weakness? First of all, it was a weakness that he had never served in the military. So here's a man who's going to prove that he's brave. As soon as I'm shot, I'd leap into the air and throw my fist and say, I've conquered. It was an act. And that's my opinion, and I know I could easily be wrong. And again,
listen, Layla, I love your opinions and I'm glad you're here to express them. In all the time I followed Trump's career, I never once heard anyone complain that he hadn't served in the military. And the fact that Mayorkas and the Secret Service are covering up, not participating, tells me they've got a lot to hide. And when you got $120 million minimally invested in put options, and apparently a whole lot more, anticipating Trump's going to be dead, that tells me that was the plot. That was for real. And yeah, I think it was stunning that he wasn't killed, frankly. They had every good reason to think he would be dead. And if he hadn't turned his head, it would have happened, my take.
Yeah, we'll know better in a decade or two what really happened.
Yeah.
But anyway,
now, listen,
Trump is going to be the next president. And then we'll know within a year or two just how good he is for the country.
Yes, I agree with that. Layla, I agree it's a gamble, and I've been very disturbed by his pro-Zionist, and this Vance is just awful. I think it's an awful choice. I'm just very upset about it. I want you to understand.
That's why, Jim, I'm so suspicious of this event, because the one thing the Zionists have always done, even when they had almost every possible angle covered, they never left anything to chance. So Biden's weakness had to be exploited even further to the max. They always do things to the max. They don't even leave enough room for a little razor to squeeze through to make an error. They make sure that everything is covered, and it was all too well rehearsed. I'll say no more on that, except let me go on now about what was discussed yesterday, where
Please.
I raised the topic of Amal Clooney. I don't know anything about the woman personally, obviously. All I know is rumor and gossip from people who may be in a better position to know than me. However, she has been criticized for being a human rights lawyer and yet doing and saying so little, if anything at all, about what's going on in Gaza. She wasn't even amongst those who presented with South Africa. She, who served with Sotomayor, who was appointed by Obama, whose wife, Michael, is another one of those transgenders. And now, if you're looking at the RBN site, Mike has very kindly posted a story that I asked him to post about a Christian Palestinian woman that was transgendered by the Israelis. And Reuven, at the time it was Reuven Rivlin, who was the president of Israel. And there he is with his ugly wife and ugly daughter who needed cosmetic surgery or genetic alteration far more than this man to become a woman. Take a look at those photos. Now tell me that transgender is not even more attractive than Amal Clooney. I'll tell you, I asked about Amal. No one came to me and gave me the rumor. I saw movements, behaviors that intuitively said to me, those are the way a man moves. When I asked, then I heard that there was this talk and these rumors in Beirut and even in amongst the Druze. And it's Druze. She, by the way, the caller yesterday, I respect you're entitled to your opinion. You want to believe she's Italian, you do that. But the name is Amal Al-Muadin. That doesn't sound very Italian to me. Just because she married in Venice, where they have the whole world out there to watch them, to watch their private moment, to celebrate their wedding, but then suddenly, when she's pregnant, we want our privacy, please. No cameras, no photos.
Layla, hang on. I'm carrying you over. I'm going to carry you over through the break. We'll be right back with Layla.
A church where a wedding has been, lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in the crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a...
Layla, please do continue.
Okay, yes. The thing that bothers me is that the Zionists, and again, I do want to distinguish between Jews and Zionists.
Yes.
Because Zionism, they are atheists. They have always been politically oriented. That's their goal. And they are atheists. And they are hell-bent on destroying Christianity. And they are also hell-bent on destroying the only white culture that can compete with them. And that is a white culture. That is where I agree with Paul. I have to tell you, for the first time in years, I went into Walmart about a week ago, and I felt like I was on another planet. I think I ran into 2 or 3 other white people, and it was almost as though we wanted to wave at each other. We recognized each other in an alien, in another planet, or in a cage, in a zoo. I came home, and I was nauseated. I was disgusted. They were so ugly. I'm sorry. Most of them are bloody ugly. And that is despite the fact that the Zionists have helped perfect the technique of cosmetic surgery. If you look at that story of that Christian Palestinian woman, who has been made into a woman who was more attractive than the other one, that's Clooney's woman. If you look at her, you can see the false cheekbone in one of the photos. after you click on the story and scroll down, one of the photos, the cosmetic surgery has become so sophisticated. But anyway, the idea of destroying and all cosmetic surgery, what is the goal? To make everybody look white. That is the main goal for the Chinese. They try to elevate the nose. For the ones with the big fat noses, they put in a cone to give it a higher bridge, a higher, narrower bridge. They put in cheekbones. They narrow down the jaw. They make, it's just the whole, that is the classic concept of beauty, the white race. And I will say one final thing. In Bethlehem, there were two small towns on the outskirts, Bet Jala and Bet Sahur. When I found relatives who thought, oh, we're cousins, and I, what's their background? They were from Bet Sahur or Bet Jala. Well, no, you're not related to me, because we from Bethlehem, from Bethlehem, always married from amongst our own. Only the ugly ones or the clumsy or the stupid ones could not find a spouse from a Bethlehem family. And yes, it wasn't the individual who chose who they married, because it affected other people. You take other people's relationships are affected by who you marry. And so in Bethlehem, there was always an exclusiveness. And the thing that they prided, they prized was light skin and, if possible, blue eyes or green eyes. But light skin, fair hair, and brown eyes if you've got beautiful white skin, yeah, and nice proportions. Well, good ratio. When I was 27 and still unmarried, my father, who desperately wanted, believed, he was trained in the old way, your job is to preserve your daughter's purity until you can deliver them to a worthy husband of equal status. At 27, my father said, okay, I no longer ask that you marry a man from Bethlehem or that you marry even an Arab or a Palestinian, but I beg you, find some, there must be someone you can marry as long as he's a white Christian. What he didn't know was I was already planning to marry my husband, who was a white Christian, a brilliant man. But anyway, we're losing ourselves, and the Zionists are behind it.
Yeah.
And especially with the white race is also, Christianity is dominant. And we've got to preserve that.
And Paul's concerns about genetics, I think every geneticist would agree the white race is the more highly evolved race. I mean, I don't think there's any real serious doubt about it, but I'd be open to getting a bona fide, you know, physical anthropologist, population geneticist whatsoever to discuss the matter. I'm open to that. Layla, I so appreciate all your thoughts. Yeah, give us a fine. Give us a fine.
I don't want to leave on this. There's just one thing. Every race has its unique small group. Yeah. There's always, like the bell curve, there's always someone who is at the very top. There are some very, I'm asking, some gorgeous black men.
Sure.
And I'm talking about very fine features. A lot of gorgeous people that are not white, but there is something special about preserving the white race. Let's not lose it. Let's not lose Christianity. Let's remember that.
So, no one doubts your fair-mindedness, Layla. You are among the most fair-minded of all those I know. You're wonderful, and I appreciate every call.
Thank you, Jim. Bye. Yeah.
Bye. Francis in North Carolina, give us your silly thoughts today.
Hey, young man. Yes. Silly Viking gal at your disservice. Go figure. A fun weekend to all, and you and yours and so forth. And Azim. There's several things to be touched upon. I find the irony of if you have color eyes of anything other than blue or green or whatever, then that means that they're an abomination. Oh.
Hang on, Francis. We'll carry you over. Stand by.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get more tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get more tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here come old flat top, he come grooving up slowly. Got juju eyeball, he want holy roller. He got hair down to his knee. Got to be a joker, he just do what he please.
Francis, carry on.
Hey, young man. What do I carry on with? I guess my train of thought. For one thing, you know something, as far as people's ethnicity is concerned, with Vance, I really don't care if his wife is purple with yellow polka dots. I really don't care. Now, a lot of people think, well, that's blasphemous. You should be all for white people. Excuse me, but I happen to be multi-ethnical myself, for crying out loud. Part of which is European as well, so there's a lot I can speak about that would blow your pants off your backside. But aside from that, the only reason that Vance is out there, regardless of what color ethnicity his wife is, they're being paid the big bucks in order to propagate a political agenda. And they're just simply falling back on that ethnicity deal to assuade people's thoughts about, well, they're not white, they're not white. Well, if Vance is not white, then I don't know what is. For that matter, along with Trumpy Poo. So aside from that issue, especially given that a lot of things are going to be propagating in 2025, hence Project as well, women are not going to have many rights about what they can do, especially if they, for example, get knocked up by a family member, i.e. incest. They will not be able to get that out of their system because they'll be expected to hold and carry the child and so forth till birth, which is abhorrent aberration.
Vance actually said that he said he didn't think there should even be an exception for rape or incest.
Thank you. That's just so wrong.
Yeah, I know it's wrong. He also said, if you want to see how much of an... Hang on. You want to see how much of an authoritarian this guy is? He thought thousands of nurses should be fired because they wouldn't take the vax.
Oh, I know. I heard about that.
This guy is bad news. Trump should have taken Kristi Noem, Tulsi Gabbard, Jim Jordan, or a whole bunch of other people would have been a hell of a lot better. I'm very, very upset about this.
Sweetness, the only reason that Trump took him on is because he was paid off to do so. That's all there is to it.
He's a rich guy, Francis. Don't give us a silly argument.
He wouldn't be doing this political propaganda.
Anything. Francis, thank you. Thank you for your call, as always. Joe in Florida. Joe, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. A little noise is a distraction back. If it gets to be a problem, let me know. But I have to say, though, because it came up here, here's something you're 100% wrong about. The abortion question, I'll just get this off the table. By the way, I'm not a fan of J.D. Vance. He's a rabid Zionist. But the story about abortion, the fact is, okay, the reason why we believe there's no exceptions for rape or incest is because you don't punish the child because the father is a killer or a murderer.
Joe, you understand the word child isn't even being properly applied here. You got the embryo, you got the zygote, you got the fetus. It's not a child until it's the result of a live birth. Now, in essence... The court in Roe v. Wade suggested, in effect, you could call the term child after the second trimester because viability is set in. I don't buy the bullshit about calling a little developing zygote a child. I don't buy that.
Yeah.
The whole question.
Okay, I understand that.
The question, Joe, is not biology. It's a developing human entity, no doubt about it. The question is, at what stage does this developing human entity deserve legal, social, political, moral protection? That's the question. Yeah. Personhood.
Yeah. Well, that's all wrong. Okay. And so here's the question. Before, you rightly, and I give good credit, described mass immigration flooding America and Europe with these totally foreign people that have nothing in common with the people that live here as a Jewish plot. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
You know, it also is a Jewish plot. Abortion is a Jewish plot. In 2022...
Well, I don't see it. I don't see it that way. You know, you're one of my favorite callers, Joe. I always like hearing from you. So, but I respect your opinion and your point of view. That's what this show is all about.
Let me put that aside. We're going to agree to disagree out of respect to you. Obviously, think that you're wrong. But the real reason I really did want to call...
It was not the first time, will be the last. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, no, we disagree on that. Okay.
But no, I should be thought to be wrong. That's what I meant. It's not the first time and won't be the last.
Oh, no. Listen, Jim, I have deep respect for you because you're a class act, okay? We disagree about that issue. One thing that you're 100% correct on, thank you for staying focused on the assassination attempt of Donald Trump, which is not a fake, which actually happened, and in my opinion, is Jewish from top to bottom, okay?
Yeah.
And one of the things, one of the things I found out, I didn't realize the other day, was on Saturday, you had three events that the Secret Service was covering, okay? You had the visit of Vice President Kamala Harris to Pennsylvania. You had the First Lady, Jill Biden, who apparently is a psychopath, egomaniac, thinks she's running the country. And she has her Secret Service team in Pennsylvania on the same day. So as Trump. So what I'm saying is when you talk about conspiracy, It's not always like sneaky little things. Joe. It might be something as easy as allocation of resources. This is how Trump winds up with three clowns, little short, little 5'2" women, supposedly protecting him. And
Joe, that's such a great point. That they were stretching the Secret Service thin in Pennsylvania deliberately. I have no doubt about it. Joe, you're spot on. And the fact those put options were from a bunch of Jewish companies who wanted to make big bucks because they knew they were taking out Trump, that is so revealing and so disgusting.
Exactly. And at the risk of being called an anti-Semite, what's the other part? So there's a security plan at a very high level. How could it possibly be, it's just a coincidence, that a building less than 400 feet away from where the president was speaking is declared to be outside the zone of the federal security zone, and in the zone of who? Oh, the friendly Jewish governor, Shapiro, right? Shapiro is the governor who controls Pennsylvania State Police. These are all the pieces, but listen, we agree to disagree, but please stay on this story.
I so welcome all these wonderful points you're making about the assassination attempt. And you look at, you got to do is look at the security zone. It had a notch in it for that building. It was ridiculous. Exactly. It was half of the size. You got to cover every damn building out there, and they deliberately did not. They deliberately set it up. And now they're telling her to keep her mouth shut.
Somehow this governor, who's a vicious anti-Christian, anti-Trump person, Shapiro, he's the one that controls, right? So how do you follow that thread? Oh, in other words, everywhere up and down the line, they made it very convenient to pull this off, and we should not miss the importance. Even the Trump people, I think, are beginning to politicize and minimize the importance. This was one of the two major presidential candidates who was very closely almost killed, and I don't think they're going to stop trying to do it.
I agree. They're not going to stop. Joe, wonderful, wonderful call. And I don't mind our disagreements. I just welcome your calls. They're terrific. Renee, now, if you could avoid attacking white men generally, that would be spectacular. But if you want to attack a specific white man like Vance, you're welcome.
Well, the only reason I do it is to give people a dose of their own medicine because they attack everybody else all day, every day. But it doesn't seem to work, okay? It's like if there's any group, and I blame Rush Limbaugh for this, okay, because he beat it into y'all's head for decades that everything was everybody else's fault and you're the biggest victim. The thing is, it's like I hear these people when a white or a black or a woman complain, well, they got that victim mentality. You boys, and I really don't blame y'all in a lot of ways because I think it was an intelligence op, okay, as part of the divide and conquer. The thing is, they've been working on your heads to, like, get y'all all aggravated that you might be getting the short end of the stick, even though by accident of birth you were born into the demographic group that has had control of this country for hundreds of years, has actually convinced you that you got the short end of the stick and you're the biggest victim. Y'all whine more than anybody. I'm sorry. Not all y'all. But the thing is, that's not what I called about. The thing is, I'm actually feeling sorry almost for this little Matthew Crooks. I don't think he even had real bullets in his gun. This little kid had problems all through school, being bullied and picked on. Those counselors are like spies, okay? I have a feeling that little boy was targeted, okay? The government, you know, they probably send off all those records to the government, okay? And he was kind of the perfect little target. The thing is, I think it was from the water tower. So many things don't add up. No way he could have flat-footed over there with a huge ladder hold it from his car, not truck. There's so many inconsistencies. I think he was a patsy. And this is the thing. We need to war game out. The thing is, look what they did. They tried to pull. It was the intelligence community, not the Democrats. Most of the people that get shot are Democrats, okay? Most of them, JFK, MFK, all of them, okay? Wellstone, the Longs from Louisiana. Most of the ones targeted and die are Democrats, except for Reagan. But see, the Reagan, I think, was shot at because Bush was vice president and he wanted to be president.
Oh, sure. Okay? Oh, sure.
Okay, so that's what I think that was. But the thing is, I wish y'all would quit. We need a treatment center or something for y'all. Y'all cannot stop playing the right-left paradigm, the Democrat-Republican game. Every time you do that, they have you. They have us stuck in that paradigm, and they just keep playing it and pushing us back and forth in this game. It is the uniparty, and the thing is, and we have to stop this. And I hadn't planned on talking about this, but I'm uniquely qualified to talk about abortion because I was what was called a therapeutic abortion 73 years ago, okay?
You yourself were the subject of an abortion. Wow.
Yes, I was. And I agree with the choice because it was due to placenta previa, where my mother was hemorrhaging. Well, we would both would have died. The thing is, I agree. I was the one. I agree that was the right choice. Even though nobody expected me to live. I was, it was 6.5 months gestation, 73 years ago. They could hold me in one hand. So the thing is, my mother had no mother, and my father had no wife, okay? So that was the right choice. So the thing is, are these men telling women what to do when they have no clue? And another thing, this is not about them caring about the babies, and I'll prove it to you right now. How come I never, ever hear any of these men? You know what the number one cause of death of pregnant women is right now? Year to year, it fluctuates between 1 and 2. Being murdered by their husband or boyfriend. Now, because heterosexual men are killing 2 people, both the fetus and the woman, and I never hear these men complaining and going on and on about being pro-life and trying to start up something to protect pregnant women from being murdered by their husbands. I will believe they are caring people and pro-life when they take up that cause. And that ain't going to happen because it's not their real agenda.
Renee, let me just say how courageous it is of you to talk about this so openly. I think that's absolutely wonderful. I think this is a memorable call, and I'm very grateful to you for speaking out on this issue.
Okay.
Super. Thank you. Let me see, losing track of the list here. We got Bruce in Texas. Bruce, join the conversation, Bruce.
Hey, Jim. Howdy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I guess I don't have much time. Okay, you know, I got a little bit of time. Kevin Barrett, you know, I respect both you and Kevin Barrett, but I also disagree with both you and Kevin Barrett from time to time. So,
sure.
You know, I guess we're all make up our own mind.
Sure. And, Kevin is still sitting on the fence about Sandy Hook. I can't believe it. But go ahead. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, in my opinion, he's letting his emotions to what's going on in Gaza and, you know, Zion Don. And, you know, he picked J.D. Vance because he's the biggest Zionist there is. He was told to. He was pressured
to.
Yeah,
horrible, horrible choice. Go ahead.
But the difference between you and Kevin Barrett is you take callers. He doesn't. I've never, since 2010 when I first found y'all, I've never heard him on a show where he takes callers. You know, he's got that Fulbright scholar that kind of airs about him, and he only have guests on that are degreed. And I suppose
that's interesting. That's very interesting, Bruce. That's very interesting. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's very, very interesting.
Yeah, I guess he thinks we're all, you know, bread and circuses, dummies, you know. Today, I'm going to say,
I love you guys. Honestly, the calls are my favorite part of the show. I mean, I love having you here.
Let me tell you about something, brother.
Yeah, Good stuff, Bruce. You want something else? We got a couple others hanging around. Go ahead.
I got somebody else here. Do you have another caller?
Yeah, I got two others minimal. Yeah.
Go ahead. Go let them on. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Tom, here you are, but you got to be concise, my friend. Tom.
Yeah, good day, everybody. Jim, I just got to tell you this. Just Kamala Harris, when you come back on the air Monday, I believe Joe Biden's going to step down Sunday. And I believe this guy, this Kamala Communist Harris and her kosher husband, they're going to pick this guy Shapiro in Pennsylvania as a running mate. Or she's going to use this Whitmer or Michigan. She's going to either pick one of those two. They're going to try to get those Rust Belt states. So just get ready, prepare. Sunday, Biden's going to step down. The demon.
Well, you want to reward Shapiro for at least trying to kill Trump.
To kill Trump, yes. Alejandro Mayorkas should be hung with a rope.
Yes.
And committed treason against this country. They should take him out and hang him. He's a crook. Now, Jim, here's the main thing. I got telling Richard Kerry yesterday. It's all about the money now. The billionaires are lining up against each other. You got the Jews on one side on the left. You got the Republican Christian guys like Musk and the other guys on the right. It's going to be a battle royal. And right now, you got 18 white billionaires.
Well, Trump's a shoe-in, Tom. The money's not going to make any difference now. Trump's got it in the bank if we're allowed to have an election.
Well, I agree. Totally agree. But, Jim, I'm talking in the future. The future's going to be real nasty with these Zionists. They're early out to destroy the country all out. So, like you said, this guy Shapiro, they dropped the ball into Pennsylvania. They know where they wanted to hit Trump because if they imagine, he wouldn't even have this. We wouldn't even have this convention if Trump were to get murdered that day. It's just insanity. It was by a miracle of God.
Right.
God's creation. And what happened is the heads got to roll. You got to start rolling these heads. And I mean, if you have to take hanging to do it, you got to hang them.
And all those Jewish companies would have made money hand over fist. They were betting on his death, and they lost. They're embarrassed, and they're trying to cover it up. How outrageous. They were caught with their pants down, Tom.
1.8% of the population, Jim, and I'll say maybe 3/10 of them are good people. Like Mark Levin, you got Michael Savage, you got some great Jews. I'm not going to lie about it. You got some Jews who really loved our Constitution, but you got some really evil Kabbalist, wicked Jews who have to be punished. And if anything, anything, ship them right back to Israel. Let them stay in the country of Israel and deal with their situation.
We don't
need them here.
I agree.
All kinds of mischief.
And remember those Jews against genocide who occupied Grand Central Station. I admire each and every one of them. Jews against genocide.
Jim, I hope Joe calls on Monday, and I want Joe to know this from Florida. They just had a thing in the Miami Herald and the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel that these illegal aliens, they're 1/3 of these illegals that came in the last 3 years are residing in Florida. So I'm going to try to reach out to DeSantis' office, and I'm going to ask him what the hell is going on. You told me there were so illegals in Florida. That's bullcrap.
Yeah.
They are here.
Good, Tom.
We need to
deport
the hell out of
Good,
here
Tom.
And ship them into Delaware.
Good, Tom. I got one more caller, Tom, I want to bring in, okay? Thank you. Great call. James in Vancouver. James, join the conversation.
Yeah, so I'm looking at a picture of former Secretary of State Cyrus Vance. Wondering if he's related to the new Vance, the J.D. Vance. I don't know what he's asked that question yet, but might be worth asking. I wanted to talk about last night my impression of the Gala Concert Hollywood show, the Republic Convention in Nebraska, Wisconsin, Milwaukee. And I heard the speech, but then I switched to the video, and at the end of the show, Donald Trump and all his family got up, and I think J.D. Vance was up there, and they played rock and roll music, and they were looking out at the audience, and the audience was looking at them, and everybody was cheering, and it was a real gala event. Did you see that?
Which part again, James?
Right at the end, when after the speech was over, Donald Trump, stood on stage, and he was joined by all his family, Melania, everybody.
Yeah.
And they played rock and roll for a good 15 or 20 minutes, and they were standing there looking at the audience, and the audience was going crazy. And I said to myself, hey, I said, that was one good show. I said,
yes.
From the 13th of July, a near tragedy, to last night, less than 7 days, that's got to be a fantastic run to have.
Cyrus and J.D. Vance are not related. Cyrus and J.D. Vance are not related.
Well, that's probably too bad, because I was a fan of Cyrus Vance. But I just want to say one thing, and then I'm going to let you go.
Sure.
That with electronic caps that are activated by electromagnetic radiation, I can make it look like you've been shot in the ear. A cap is a blasting device, as you know, primer for dynamite and stuff like that. And they can be activated electronically. So,
There's lots of ways this could have been faked. I just don't think it was, but I respect those who have their suspicions. Yeah.
I'm saying that the people who did it, right, want to make a statement about, you know, how things can happen. And then people to, you know, pour out their sentiments, you see?
James.
So that it isn't that it's a fake or not, but the manipulation. You can't get away
James,
from
thanks.
It.
James, thanks. I want to squeeze in my hijacker with just a word or two. Hijacker, go ahead. Squeeze it in.
Yeah, can you hear me? Well,
go ahead.
Yeah. So I got something. You're really going to love this. So BB was scheduled next week to come to the United States, right?
Right.
He's canceled.
Oh, really? Hijacker, that's great news. I love it.
No, but think of the implications. Why would he schedule it? Then now that we know that Trump almost got his brains blown out, can you imagine the Israeli president, prime minister, over Donald Trump's funeral?
Yeah. Look, you're making a lot of great points. I think this reinforces that Israel wanted him out and that he wasn't killed, has got Bibi to cancel. That's fascinating, hijacker. Fascinating.
Yeah. And the other little thing I'll leave you with is a lot of people think that Trump wasn't killed because, you know, God thought he was a righteous man and the King David.
No, I didn't let Trump get killed.
So the country wasn't ripped apart. That's why he spared us. Anyways, always a great show, Professor.
Thanks, hijacker. Thank you. Meanwhile, everyone, enjoy this weekend. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about. Have a great weekend. Back Monday, and remember, support RBN.